Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio and Blog, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. On Tuesdays, we do the program on holistic natural health for being really well, and that's presented by ReallyWell.com. And then on Thursday, holistic reality analysis. The idea there is to survive the changes, and SurviveTheChanges.com is our sponsor, and we really, they're both interrelated websites. But today we're talking about greater wisdom about public poisons. We've been talking this month about public poisons, as we do periodically, because that is so important for people to understand the situation we're in. The awareness of our exposure to influences that undermine health has grown over the last 50 years, with many now involved in raising the issues and offering solutions. However, most people continue ingesting public poisons in their water, food, air, and medicines. Too many consume the chemical water coming through their tap. They fill their grocery baskets with nutritionally stripped, chemically doctored fake food products, breathe the aerosolized chemical sprays in the air, and take fraudulent pharma chemicals for false relief from the health problems generated by all these toxins and deficiencies. Mass public poisons still continue to be spread according to plans set in elitist think tanks with the intent of reduced intelligence, reduced fertility, and reduced lifespan for the masses. Publicpoisons.com is a site where we list many of these poisons. From the perspective of natural holism, the philosophy that I developed, we have come to this life for the purpose of awareness, learning, growth in insight, and deeper loving. We learn and grow by becoming aware of challenges and developing solutions to those challenges as best we can. What in consciousness has led us to blindly become victims of the mass poisoning of our planet and ourselves? In the great pursuit of improved circumstances, there are apparently competing tendencies among humanity for both caring for others and selfishness, good and evil. So we're all pursuing trying to make things better for ourselves, but in the short-sighted sector, they're doing that out of a selfish modality and probably not seeing the whole picture and taking care of the rest of us in their effort. They're actually, many of them, getting enjoyment or getting, some kind of rewards or benefit out of doing the rest of us harm. But how successful can we be at accomplishing greater awareness if we do not have an accurate perspective on what is happening and who we are and what we are doing? To get the most out of life, one needs to be able to identify false reality, propaganda, and manipulation, protect oneself from poisons and abuse, and to be solidly based in the goodness that is holistic reality, the whole understanding, the whole picture. A key aspect of our development is learning to work together to accomplish more than we could alone. As a human race, we face the great challenge of preventing our extinction and making life better on this planet. By good folks working together to save ourselves from destruction and then expanding our opportunities to learn and grow in love and caring for ourselves and others, we can make the most of our experience here. As a first priority, we can learn natural health principles to support our bodies and maintain the best intelligence we can in the face of the attempt by the selfish interests of those in what I call the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom to poison and deceive us. The transnational interlocking corporate kingdom is the subject of a major two-volume work that you can read at TickTricks.com, T-I-C-K, Tricks, T-R-I-C-K-S.com. But it's basically the conglomerate of cabal interests involving corporations, many boards of directors, and people in high corporate positions, especially in banking, but also in military industrial companies and chemical and pharmaceutical companies and on and on. But there are important questions that we must consider together. What normalcy bias, that's the tendency to accept that normal will continue, or since I'm getting by okay as things are, then that's what's normal and it'll be continuing. The bias is that it will continue, that whatever you consider normal will continue on. But what normalcy bias do we hold, and what other assumptions that we're making might be causing us to hold a distorted view of the world and remain distracted and ignorant? So another question is, why are there a prolific variety of public poisons in our food, water, air, and products that we use? What role do these poisons play in stress, disease, and diminished intelligence? How can we protect ourselves and move beyond the false poisonous lifestyle to one that helps us heal and grow in awareness, knowledge, and discernment so we can be in control of our own lives? Well, at survivethechanges.com, we have number of pages on different aspects of changes that are either already in progress or potentially developing before long. Earth changes, economic changes, social changes, a lot going on there. A whole page on geoengineering, which we'll be talking more about next week, the manipulation of the weather and climate through technologies that are secret and hidden to the public, but which have been going on for decades, and a bigger, major factor in the climate change problems and so forth that we experience. But just in the earth change category, including other developments, we have earthquakes, and there's a lot of those going on. More in the last decade, since 2010 or 11, than for hundreds of years. There's been a tremendous upswing in earthquake activity. Well, we do know that there are changes going on in the whole solar system, not just on planet Earth, and there may be other bodies moving around that have an effect on the Earth and its changes that it's experiencing. The Sun could be one of those, but there is talk of other less known bodies that come through our solar system periodically that can have these effects as well. A Planet X, if you want to call it that. And there's a lot of debate about that through many internet websites and posts, and you can look into it if you like. We have a page on it at survivethechanges.com. It's an uncertain effect because no one is revealed that if there is knowledge of this potential planet coming through, the authorities aren't telling us about it for various reasons. So we don't know the reality in detail that we should know or would like to know. But we need to be aware that there is concern about that, and there have been whistleblowers discussing it, and much evidence in history of these changes that periodically occur in our solar system due to the visitation of other bodies that affect us. So look into that. There's maps of the Navy map, the other composite maps of possible geological changes that may occur with Earth changes, where the coastlines may be different than they are now, and so forth. So So you need to be aware of these things, especially if you live anywhere near the coast or you have relatives that do. But volcanoes as well. We have a lot more volcanic activity, and one volcanic eruption could change weather for hundreds of years, but certainly for a couple of years. You know, we could have a volcanic winter so severe that crops could not grow around the world for a year or two. And way more can be done to change the planet than what we would do by driving our cars or heating our homes. And we need to understand that as well, that we're being misled about a lot of these earth changes that are going on. There are also sinkholes, fireballs, and booms that have increased and are appearing all over the world that people are reporting on, and you need to be aware of that possibility. There's an increase in meteors coming by and other bodies that are coming very close to the Earth, many of them. And that may just be the beginning. If there is a body of bigger planets coming through, they will carry with them a trail of debris. And we may be pelted with little meteor fragments of all kinds. So this is something to be aware of. Megastorms and drought, these can be engineered, folks. They aren't necessarily just the natural phenomenon from these earth changes, but they can also be manipulated with technologies that have been developed and are patented, and you can find out more about them. Again, at survivethechanges.com, there are links to other information as well. Another concern we need to be very aware of is the chance for an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, either from a natural occurrence like a solar flare, a coronal mass ejection, throwing an energy burst our way, or from a nuclear explosion in the atmosphere by some rogue enemy, or possibly by the powers that be themselves to create a disaster scenario. But an EMP would knock out a certain amount of the power grid up to the whole thing, depending on where it was in the atmosphere and how powerful it was. So we could be an extended time without power, and that would change society dramatically and last years, because the equipment that would need to be replaced would take virtually years, maybe 10 years or something, to replace it all. So we could have a very extended period without the power system supporting society like it has, and like we're used to. People used to live without electricity, but not for the last 150 years, and because of that, well, maybe not 150, 120, because of that, we don't know how to do it. Our systems of distribution and interaction depend on electricity. This is a very great concern, and people need to be prepared that have no knowledge at this time that such is even possible or likely. So much more going on there. You can read about the aerosol sprays in the sky that we call geoengineering. You can read about genetically modified organisms and glyphosate, the toxic pesticide, the loss of bees, the polar shift that is already underway and may become dramatic, potential for other problems and disasters that could occur or may be already in the works, such as the economic crisis. So please visit survivethechanges.com. Help by sharing the link to this program at holisticreality.com and reallywell.com for outstanding holistic natural health information and products. I want to thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Have a good day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world. the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.